Is that the is your thumbs up the theme song playing? Okay. Hi, we are.
Oh, that's so loud.
I'm so sorry. It's not loud for me. Hi, we are. Oh, my Lord.
It's so loud. There's no way you're okay. Not doing this on purpose.
Gang. Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hi, we are an Acquired Taste podcast.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, ladies and gentlemen. Is that from a movie?
What's the one with Jim Carrey? The Truman Project.
The Truman Show.
And in case I don't see ya.
That's right. Okay. We are the podcast for overthinkers who underthink the ability to not think.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Overthinkers who underthink the ability to not think. No, I think that's good. I like that.
Or
I think.
We are the podcast for overthinkers who underthink the powers of not thinking.
That's good. I like it.
Perfect.
Yes.
We're an acquired taste.
Who are you?
I'm Kathleen, and I'm here at my co-host, Samantha.
Yes.
And Bethany.
Hello.
And it is a sunny day here in New York City in Studio NYC.
I know.
Thank goodness.
Look at all this natural light.
I love it. It really makes my pores shine.
I barely even need my 10 layers of foundation.
I'm wearing so much makeup.
But and here's the thing. You've mastered womanhood because you don't look like you're wearing much makeup at all.
I'm wearing so much foundation and it's already sweated off once today and I'm miserable. I hate this weather. I hate being so hot because I run hot always.
You know what's funny is I always know the kind of day Bethany's having because she and I are the same but opposite. So when it starts to get cold and I'm mad because I'm wearing two sweaters, I'm like, Bethany's a little bit extra happy today.
Yep.
So I'm great.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I'm so hot.
It's going to be a brisk 80 degrees here.
I'm not leaving my house for the rest of the day, I promise
you. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I have, before we jump into our topic, which as everyone knows, if you listened last time, it is what is your catchphrase?
Yeah.
I have an update from our friend Jessica with the crappy neighbor.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so if you didn't, if you don't know what's going on, if you listen backwards, I think, was it last episode?
Yeah, episode 116.
Jessica has a crappy neighbor who runs angry, plays music too loud, and when she kindly talked to him about it, he got even more belligerent and played the music even louder.
Yeah, house of her dream, just moved in.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I had the update, and I didn't read it because I want us all to read it together.
Oh my gosh, your willpower is incredible.
I implied I read it, but I didn't.
Amazing.
So let's get into this together. So Jess goes, y'all read my email on the podcast! Update. I went to the HOA, which Kathleen just told me.
Homeowners Association.
Okay. I went to the HOA and complained. Turns out that house has to follow our HOA rules. They got him in trouble for the HOA. A few days later, his wife comes and rings my doorbell.
No.
Uh-oh.
My husband answers the door while I tended to the dogs. She couldn't see me, but I was behind the door. She was telling my husband how immature I am for reporting them. And that I should just, quote unquote, be mature and deal with the music.
Oh my gosh.
However, they have now been asked to move out and their house is being remodeled and sold to increase my home value in the development.
Damn.
Yes, turns out they were given a cut on rent and told that they couldn't stay after all of the development homes were built and sold for this reason.
Oh.
Hashtag karma bitch.
Oh my gosh.
Jessica.
Amazing. I'm so happy that worked. I would still get security cameras in case they decide to take revenge before they move out.
Yeah.
In the night.
Holy crap. That's amazing.
Good.
You go, girl.
So glad she updated us.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for
that. Like best case scenario.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. And again, if anyone has issues or something, reach out to us. And not only do we want to talk about it with and to you,
Yes. We
want your updates.
Yes, for sure. I love that. Also, before we go into a topic, I have quick presents for you ladies.
Give me.
So I was walking from my therapist to my home and I passed
the only two places you go.
I know. It's true. And I noticed a Jack Vanek store. And
what's
if you
that?
Guys follow her on Instagram, she has this amazing company that is like just snarky t-shirts, snarky mugs, snarky everythings. I have a black hat that just says hungry across it.
I love that hat.
I got that from Jack Vanek. So they have a new store and it's directly on the path from my therapist to my house, which is like the most appropriate place to be. So I stopped in today and she gave me a bunch of stickers.
Get out.
So I'm giving you guys these stickers. So one says, I'm sorry for what I said when I was hungry.
Oh my goodness.
One says, say no to drugs and yes to pizza. One says, I'm a ray of sunshine. Mm. And one says, be an avocado, not an avocado. Don't.
I love all of these. Bethany, these are amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes, they're for you guys. So I kind of doled them out, I think, the way that you would like them, which is Kathleen gets the sunshine and the sorry for what I said when I'm hungry, and Sam gets the avocado and the pizza.
This is going on my water bottle, which if you haven't seen a photo of my water bottle, it is covered in only important stickers.
Only important. If you're wondering how Jack Vanek is spelled, that's J-A-C space V-A-N-E-K.
Yeah.
I love this.
And they also, she's got so much funny stuff.
Ooh, how cute. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Okay, so I told you guys a couple weeks ago that I wanted to do the topic of what is your catchphrase, because back in the 90s, characters on TV shows had catchphrases and the audience thought it was hilarious.
Wait, what was Urkel's?
Did I do that?
You have to say it the right way. You have to say it with the voice.
Okay, Sam, ready? Nope. 1, 2, 3. Did I do that? I want to jump off a bridge.
I want you both to jump off a bridge.
That's awful.
I'm so happy.
Do you remember when kids used to say that to each other in school? Like, it was like a regular thing.
Yeah. That I wasn't around for.
Like an audible meme.
So I wanted everyone to come up with their own catchphrase, including you at home, because I feel like we all have the one thing that we say a lot, and but there has to be a reason for it. And so... Did you guys get your own?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay. What's yours, Kathleen?
It makes absolutely no sense, but my catchphrase is, see a latte.
And why?
So when someone's walking out the door at work in the office, I go, see a latte. And I have no idea why, but they may come back with a latte if they mistakenly thought that I asked for a latte, or they think that I am nuts. I mean, I don't know. I just say a latte.
Has anyone presented latte after your...
No.
Okay.
But it will happen one of these days. Here's and then hoping. I'm getting a free latte.
Yeah, and then it'll pay off.
I mean, the word later kind of sounds like latte.
Your catchphrase is already several versions of tote bags and t-shirts.
Yes, you can find yours on a tote bag pretty easily, probably.
You're a graphic
really?
Catchphrase.
Yeah. Oh, see, yeah. Latte is a thing?
Kathleen. Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
You are, so you know.
No, I didn't make that up.
No, I'm sorry.
What the hell?
I love you.
No.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think it's also like when you're like, bye, honey, or bye, baby. Like, it's something that you like, and I like lattes.
Okay.
Oh, lot. Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
See a latte.
Do you guys see the movie, the Squid and the Whale?
Yes.
Eons
ago.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Everyone should check it out. It's very good. But there's one of the characters played a song for the talent show that ended up being a song from Pink Floyd, but he said, I'm going to sing a song that I wrote and create, and he plays it, and then he wins, and then someone rats him out, because I don't know why no one in the audience knew that was Pink Floyd, but anyway, the teacher said, why did you say you wrote it? And he goes, I think I could have, and the fact that it was written already is irrelevant.
Maybe I did write See a Latte.
Maybe you did.
All right.
I wasn't there.
So time sad. Is a circle.
I'm so sad.
Time is a flat circle.
How about you guys?
So mine, I actually stole from my friend Asumpta, who I used to work with when I worked in radio in Minneapolis. She was deciding whether she was going to move to New York or Washington, D.C. a few months ago.
Okay. There's no question.
Yeah, I know. And she, like, all of these things had gone wrong on the trip and just, like, in life. And so her catchphrase was, and yet here we are. And I am taking that because everything I've ever said I won't do in my life, I've done, like, bad stuff. Okay. And so it's like, I am never ever gonna make a bad sexual choice, and yet here we are.
I like that.
Yeah,
wait, can we say that all together? 1, 2, 3.
And yet here we are.
Oh, I was ready to start way earlier than that.
Should I do that? I'm so sorry.
What about you, Sam? What's yours?
So mine is in a third person. Like, my catchphrase is a narrator talking about me.
Sure.
Because it just makes more sense that way. So most decisions I make throughout the day, the narrator comes in and says, bless her heart, she meant well and she tried. That's it. I think that describes me to a T.
Bless her heart.
Yep. Bless she her heart. Well. She meant well and she tried.
That's amazing. That's like the narrator of your life says that. Like as you trip down a flight of stairs into the cake that you tried to make for someone, the narrator who is like...
Give me a good... Who's a good actor that can narrate my life?
Samantha L. Jackson.
Yeah. Bless her heart.
She meant well.
And she did. Tried.
No one could say she didn't try.
You know what that makes me think of? Have you guys seen that video that keeps going around Facebook? It's somebody's delivering to the altar, the wedding altar, which is like on this sort of small dock, the rings. Oh, and no. The guy delivering the rings trips and falls and then pushes the bride into the water behind the dock, like in her full dress.
So they lost the rings and she lost her dress.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. He meant well. He tried.
Damn it, Philip.
Okay, so we asked you guys to let us know on like emails and Twitter and Instagram, what would your slogan be? Amelia on Twitter said hashtag no babies.
Okay.
And she said, sounds like a parent problem to me, because she is, sounds like she's a teacher or a coach. And so anytime kids are involved, she can just blame it on the parents. Sounds like a parent problem to me.
Patty, okay. Patty like on Facebook. Oh my God, this is so funny. She wrote, this is fine, I'm fine, and then in parentheses, as the world burns around me.
This is fine, I'm fine.
This is fine, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
You're okay,
yes.
You're okay.
I like good. That. I like that. We got one from our friends at Wax Cabin Candle Co. Will there be alcohol there?
Yes. That's good.
I can get behind that.
Jennifer on Twitter said, for now, because I'm always doing many things at the same time, and sometimes I have to compromise myself by saying, for now. I can always deal with it later, or can be moved later, or it can wait until I have help, but she can do it for now. I like, that's a good caveat.
Okay. That one's real.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
Yeah.
I see you.
Kathleen, what do you have?
Okay. So this is one I've heard before. Nikki on Facebook wrote, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I don't agree with that.
Because not sleeping will kill you.
It will literally kill you. So you will sleep when you're dead. And that will be soon. Because you need sleep. I'll sleep right now is my slogan.
I like that. I'll sleep right now. I might be sleeping.
I'll sleep now. Thank you.
I really like this one because he quoted himself. So Filter Kevin on Instagram wrote, my life is falling apart, but at least my eyebrows are even.
Oh, that's good.
Oh my God, how do you get even eyebrows?
Well, at least your life's not falling apart.
Maybe Kevin never went to eighth grade.
That's true.
They're sisters, not twins. Don't worry about it. Queen Christine on Twitter said, not my circus, not my monkeys, which is good. Not your problem. Not your circus.
I like that.
Not your monkeys.
Argelia on Facebook said, can you make it a double?
Coffee, booze, burgers. It doesn't matter. It counts for all.
I'm trying to think of one thing that doesn't apply to.
Not much.
Fantastic.
I also like G on Twitter said, here I go crying again, which is a good one too.
This one. Okay. Our friends, Adam, the creator wrote, despite all the negative press, confif. And if you guys don't know what that's from.
Oh, confif.
Confif.
Confife.
It's from a tweet from our president. Yes. He misspelled something.
Confife.
Confife.
He like fell on his phone in the middle of a tweet and it was confife.
And it went viral. Okay. I see you, Adam.
Dev Mitch said his is just recalculating.
Oh, I love that.
That's a great one.
Amanda on Facebook has, I've got shoes for that.
Yes.
That's good.
And then, you know, the like the dancing emoji with the red dress in this.
Yes.
Yes.
That what Bethany was for Halloween a couple
yes,
of years ago.
Right.
Sure was.
What's the name of that? The salsa girl?
Yeah.
Salsa like Verde, I think.
The flamenco dancer or something. Yeah. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Chips.
A lot of people's is this is why we can't have nice things.
Yep. Yep.
So if you have that, you are not alone. Many people said that.
To change mine.
Okay.
Since I have been made aware that I did not invent my catchphrase.
I'm so sorry. We're sorry to break that to you.
I'm changing mine to take your vitamins.
Okay. Why is that?
Because it's just a good thing to do.
Oh, okay.
Kathleen has this thing of vitamins on her desk that doesn't have I guess, a cutoff point, because whenever Kathleen's super stressed, I see her pop one.
I just, and then my pee is so green. I'm like, am I birthing an alien right now?
It's because all of your minerals are spilling over into your urine.
It's really not good to overtake vitamins.
Yeah, you're wasting money.
Is it not good to take vitamins over dose vitamins?
If your urine looks like highlighter ink, it means that you're spilling over all the nutrients that didn't soak into your body. And you could also like overdose on them.
Want Rapunzel hair.
If my piss doesn't look like an energy drink, I feel like I didn't take enough vitamins.
No, that's bad.
It's supposed to be clear.
Clear.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, I learned something new today.
Yes. Doodah.
My friend Lorraine on Twitter said her catchphrase is, how many corsets is too many and which cat is sitting on my hoop skirt? And I have never heard anything perfectly encompass a person the way that perfectly encompasses her.
Okay.
I love that.
I like this one. This one's hashtag real talk one. Megan on Instagram said, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Mm-hmm.
All right, people.
Mm-hmm. Jason on Facebook said, slimy yet satisfying.
Yay! Disney reference.
Oh, that's
that
from
the Lion King.
Oh.
Slimy yet satisfying.
I don't know many people who would know that.
No, that was a deep cut.
Really?
That's a deep cut.
You do have a special talent to remember lines from movies.
That's true.
It scares me.
Yeah. Can we also sidebar really, really, really quick? What show do I quote way more than any other show?
The Office.
Thank you. Who did I see today while I was walking in New York City?
Dwight Schrute.
Almost.
I know the answer. I'm going to let Bethany guess.
Did you see Andy?
No.
Better than that.
Did you see Steve Carell?
No.
Who's better than those three?
John Krasinski.
No.
Oh, Dreamboat.
I passed him today.
What was it? Was he alone?
Yes. He was outside a building. Okay. He was outside a building. And I can only assume that he lives there because he was waiting outside. And then he saw me and a couple other people pass and recognize him. So he went in the building.
You know what? I've seen him in the neighborhood too before.
He has to live there.
He probably lives
there. This means I was close to Emily Blunt.
Yes.
They're my favorite couple.
They're so
and
cute.
And I swear to goodness, if they get divorced.
No, I don't even know.
Everything in my world is upside down.
And I'm happy that she's happy because Michael Bublé, didn't he cheat on her?
Yeah, there are pictures on the internet to prove it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know.
I don't think he's a bad person.
No, I just think
sometimes allegedly, people do bad things.
He allegedly cheated.
People.
Yeah, we don't know.
He said in interviews that he made bad relationship decisions in the past.
I'm not going to make that speak to his entire character, but that was a horrible thing.
Well, I'm happy she learned to love again.
Yes. I mean,
it's Emily Blunt.
I know, she is.
It's John Krasinski.
Everything. She's everything.
I'm sorry. I'm grabbing my paper because I'm really aware of how loud I get when I'm excited, and all of that energy is going into this piece of paper right now.
Do you guys watch The Handmaid's Tale?
No.
Okay.
Only because I know that it's going to like hashtag trigger me, so I can't.
No, why? Were you a handmaid? Good.
No, but it just makes me so angry about the way women's bodies are treated in society, blah, blah, blah.
Fair. Yeah. Okay.
But it's really, it speaks to it intelligently.
Yeah.
And okay. The storyline is so good.
Yeah.
And Alexis Bledel, you know, there's that Gilmore Girls tie-in.
Oh, that's true.
anyway, so this is in episode one, season two, which just came out. And Nikki wrote on Facebook, her tagline is, what the actual f***?
And I like that.
That was in Handmaid's Tale, episode one,
season two.
In that vein, Ashley on Twitter said hers is, welp, that didn't go as planned, which is sort of in that same vein.
I love that.
Yep.
Oh, we got a really nice one from Chef Isabella. She wrote, don't ever give up on your dreams.
Oh,
that's good. That is a positive GD catchphrase, girl.
You should not ever give up on your dreams.
Hell no.
This is a good one. Chrissy wrote on Facebook, gloriously screwed.
That's good. I feel like if you can be classy about the way that you are screwed, then you are doing better than most people. Like, even if you find yourself in a sewer surrounded by water being rained on and someone drives past and splashes you, if you can say something very classy like, well, I am gloriously screwed, then at least you're like a little bit plucky.
I like that.
Applicable.
Put it in the sentence. Don't say it alone.
What's the difference between those two words?
Same word, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Applicable.
To many facets of life.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Applicable and applicable are the same word.
I think it's behemoth and behemoth. It's like however you want to say it.
What's either of the, what's behemoth?
It's a giant, giant thing. So like
David like a, and Goliath.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a mammoth.
Yeah. So it's, I think it's like originally meant to be like a giant monster or a giant person, but you can say like that is a behemoth of a truck. You know?
I think we're learning things in this podcast so
good
far.
Word.
This one, I love this one from Dawned on Me on Instagram. Have you guys seen the movie The Ringer?
No.
Okay. Which one is that?
It's starring, oh, I forget his name. It's a movie about the Special Olympics.
Yes.
With the comic from the Viva La Bam.
Is it Johnny Cranberry? Whatever.
Yeah,
his name
Johnny
is.
Cranberry. Johnny Vodka Tonic.
Johnny, doesn't his, is his last name a food or something?
Johnny Carson.
It's from Jackass, right?
Yes, Jackass.
Starring
Thank you.
Johnny Cottonfield.
Yes,
Jackass.
Totally.
Starring Johnny. Nope.
Tsunami.
Starring. Oh my God! Everyone, Johnny Knoxville. I knew it was a. I knew it was like a noun.
I thought it was a food.
Yeah, I knew it was a. I knew it was a person, place, or thing.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Well, this is from that movie, and it's one of my favorite quotes. I say to my sister, we say this to each other when we don't remember at all what someone else just said, what it's referring to.
Yeah.
So in this movie, one guy's trying to get out of the fact that he did something bad by making up a story.
Okay.
So he goes, we just
as
went.
As one does.
As one does. So the bad guy said, yeah, no, we were just out getting ice cream. And one of the actors in the Olympics goes, when the f*** did we get ice cream? That is one of my favorite quotes of all time.
That's a great a tagline for
Kudos
your life.
Kudos to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, love that.
Can I change my tagline?
Again?
This is your third one?
Yeah, erasing the vitamins.
Okay.
Okay.
No diggity, no doubt.
You also didn't make that one up.
Kathleen.
That one was in a song.
I didn't?
Raise. This is a
okay,
sad
okay,
day
I have a new
for all
one.
Of us.
Okay. It wasn't me.
No. Okay. No. That, no.
It wasn't you. It was Shaggy.
Yeah. Correct. That's literally correct.
Shag it.
Shag it. Up.
Come on, Kathleen.
DJ. I want the one to make the moment sweat. I want the one to make you cool and what.
I
want the one to
put the. No Miss words Lava. And oddly good.
Okay, but another one. Fine. Yes. As if.
No, okay, I'm going to push
Kathleen.
You off of the house.
Kathleen. Kathleen.
I have not an original thought.
What's bothering me most is she's not even cracking a smile
no.
in all of these.
No, she looks quite
there
pleased.
It is.
She looks quite
there
pleased
it
with
is.
Herself.
And we broke the fourth wall. Thank you. I was getting worried about you for a minute there.
When I was 10, I had this little book, and it was like decoding the movie Clueless, which was not appropriate for 10-year-olds, but they sold it in the kids section. So it was basically a vocabulary book of all of the slang terms that they use.
Oh, that's cool.
In the movie Clueless.
That's cool.
And a hot guy was a Baldwin.
A Baldwin. Wow. That ages the movie, don't it?
I love learning things about Kathleen's childhood.
But I just realized that they were referring to the Baldwin brothers.
Yes.
Yes,
yes
we are. Yes.
I just thought it was a...
Nowadays, it would be like a Hemsworth.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Those are good looking gentlemen.
Oh, God. One good much Lord. Better than the other.
No, not much better.
Much better.
No, wait. Who's more attractive to you?
Chris.
I thought you were going to say Chris, but both of them are very attractive. Is there a third? There's a third.
I feel like Liam looks like his face was run over.
Bethany.
Like, he's oh. so... Like, if you took an incredibly attractive face, say Chris Hemsworth's face.
Yes. Sure.
And then just like... And then just sort of like... Just spread it out a little bit. Still very attractive. More attractive than average. But a little bit less perfect than Chris's face.
I guess so, but I ain't kicking that out of bed.
Oh, I would kick him out of bed so fast and I would say, where is Chris?
And what are you doing in my bed?
Who are you?
They don't do it for me.
No?
I understand that they're conventionally attractive.
They
I'm
are.
Supposed to think
yeah.
that they're hot.
But I am not usually attracted to conventionally attractive.
But they're Australian, so they've got a little bit of criminal in them.
They're Australian. That was a horrible accent.
That was an accent?
Never mind. Maybe I have the power to erase what just happened, so no one will ever know.
I just thought you just got really tired all of a sudden.
There.
When you start fading.
Someone has to recharge Sam again.
When Neil and I were first dating and things got awkward on the phone when you're talking to somebody as yeah. they do, we used to do this. and pretend that our phone battery died. It was like our way of acknowledging awkward silence.
Oh, that's nice.
Without saying, well, this just got awkward.
This is terrible.
Sometimes we would hang up, sometimes we wouldn't. We would always just kind of stick around to see.
That's nice. See what would happen.
You guys are goals in my life.
Should we go around and say what we learned this week?
Yes.
Sure.
I have one that I'm very excited about.
Go for it.
I learned a fun fact about decapitation, you guys.
I didn't know there were any fun facts about decapitation.
Absolutely.
Just regular facts.
Oh, no.
Nope. Okay.
Ripe with fun facts. So I learned that, okay, you know in movies where somebody either like drives through a wire or a wire comes fast at them and it decapitates them?
Totally. Yes. Final Destination. Yes. Happened at least three times.
Oh, and also,
Final Destination, such a good movie.
The opening scene of Ghost Ship, they all lose their head.
I'm sorry, I just touched your laptop out of excitement. That's a great opening scene.
Yeah, it's mortifying. Yes. They all get, basically, their kappa gets detated, as Michael Scott would say.
Boom!
But I learned that...
Is that a sorority?
Kappa.
Kappa detated.
Kappa get detated.
Can we start that sorority?
I went to that mixer once.
I went to the Kappa get detated
dance
sorority.
To the monster mash.
So I learned that if the wire, okay, so for the wire to be thick enough to decapitate you, okay, like to be strong enough to decapitate you.
Good to know.
It would just knock you over, right? Because it has to be that strong. And if it's thin enough that it wouldn't knock you over, in theory, it would snap.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that there's no metal out there that can be thin enough and powerful enough that it either wouldn't knock you over or snap?
Not in terms of like a wire
or
a cable.
Very upset.
That's what I heard. And I don't remember my source. I think it was the internet. But it makes sense. Like if it's going to be so thin that it's able to slice through your skin, for that to be happening, you have to be going fast enough. And for you to be going fast enough, it's going to snap.
It absolutely does make sense, but I'm pissed.
No, I'm pissed too.
I'm having a little deja vu right now.
Why?
When were you almost decapitated?
When my mother gave me the talk about the birds and the bees, she said the same thing about the trouser snake.
Kathleen, the trouser snake.
So wait, that it would...
It's too thick to knock you over. Too thin to cut your skin.
Okay, I'm done.
Don't lose your head over a boy.
Somehow actually kind of makes sense.
That whole time you were explaining decapitation, I was just thinking about thick and thin penises.
You are a 12-year-old girl.
Where do you go sometimes?
I'm so sorry.
Where do you go?
Kathleen, what did you... I'm afraid to know. What did you learn this week?
I learned... Guys, I'm so embarrassed to even tell you guys what I did.
You pooped on a plate.
Are you giddy?
No, I've been looking for the perfect trench coat. I want something roomy.
Yeah.
Have you been checking Poshmark?
But roomy trench coats have not been like in fashion since the 80s.
Correct.
Remember when they were so big in the 80s?
My duster.
I wasn't there.
Pretty huge.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Like shoulder pads. You could put like 5 sweaters underneath a trench coat.
Don't lie about your shoulders.
Trench coats these days are like very fitted and you could wear a thin tank underneath your trench coat.
And that's it. Yes.
I didn't get it in the mail yet, but I bought a maternity trench coat.
Oh, dear.
I thought you were going to say you bought like a men's trench coat.
No, I bought a maternity trench coat.
Good for you, girl.
Boy.
Dude, sometimes maternity clothes are really cute.
Yeah. Oh, so I saw it on Instagram. There's this fabulous brand called Hatch Collection. They have the cutest maternity clothes. And I saw it on a girl who had the baby and she was still wearing her trench. And I was like, yes, that's the look I want.
I love you for exploring
that. And so I bought it.
Amazing. Will you post a picture when it arrives?
I will, yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm really excited.
Yes.
I just want something that I can wear into the fall with like some sweaters underneath it.
Wait a minute. Don't say the fall yet. I barely started enjoying my happy time.
You just got spring.
Flirt with Bethany after the podcast.
So sorry.
Oh, God.
This weather's confusing. 47 degrees in the morning, 80 degrees in the evening.
You need layers.
I love it.
You need layers. Sam, what'd you learn this week?
I want to speak to not just curly girlies, but people who like to play with textured hair, which is mostly curly girlies, but still. So, you know how we do these things like leave-in conditioners and to soften and this and that kind of treatment and mayo and egg and whatever. Those are all great, and they really do work to soften your hair. But if you want to play with texture, you should be shampooing your hair as little as possible. So I was talking to a curly girl expert, and she was messing with my hair, and she said, your hair was more coarse last time. did you wash your hair today? Or did you wash your hair yesterday? I said, yeah. She said, your hair is clean. Last time, did you wash your hair? And I said, no, because sometimes I just get my hair wet. I don't scrub it out. She goes, not a lot of people realize that, but if you want that Britney Spears, like early 2000s pieced together greasy look without it actually being dirty,
yeah,
leave the product in your hair you had and just do the regular, like run your finger.
Yeah.
Don't overwash it for that reason.
That's great. And it's probably better for your hair too.
Yeah. I've been usually I avoid washing it just if I'm like, when was the last time I washed it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But not for this specific reason. So yeah, it was cool to learn this.
I love it. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Did you guys scrunch your hair in 1999?
Hell yes.
Still do.
With like, you know, that thick goop gel, like yeah, the ultrasound gel.
Oh yeah. I used the mousse.
Oh, mousse.
Half a thing of mousse for every time.
I prefer a mousse over a gel, I do have to say. Just a little lighter touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then those headbands that were all teeth.
Oh yeah. Oh.
You went right around your head.
Golly gee, that was a good time for everyone.
God, I missed that look.
Yeah, it's coming back. Don't worry, it'll come back.
I don't miss it. I look terrible.
Thank you to everybody who sent us your catchphrases. If we didn't get to yours, I'm sorry.
And if you commented, you must get it tattooed on your body now.
Yeah, did we not mention that before? That's the rule.
That's the law.
Follow us all on our socials. Follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
And on Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yes. Also, give us whatever issues you've got. You know, we want to talk about it. You can email us at anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
And we have an address now.
Where you can come and visit us. No, not exactly.
We have a P.O. box. So if that is something that serves you in any way.
That feels very official.
It feels super official. Our P.O. box is P.O. box 1717. Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
Yeah, just address that to Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yeah. I feel so legit with that.
Yes, it's very fun. Oh. And then follow us all on our socials. I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram and Facebook, and then Radio Bethany on Twitter.
I'm Sam_Rosalie, R-O-S-A-L-I-E, on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
Fabulous. This has been fun.
Thanks, you guys.
Say no to drugs and yes to pizza.
Let's go have a cocktail.